SK Telecom and Deoxygom Palace Management Office began virtual reality tour amid COVID-19 pandemic. SK Telecom and Deoxygom Palace Management Office began virtual reality tour amid COVID-19 pandemic underscore PC. SK Telecom, NYSE, SKM, and the Cultural Heritage Administration's Deoxygom Palace Management Office today launched a virtual reality, VR, tour of Deoxygom Palace to support culture and heritage during the COVID-19 pandemic. Deoxygom Palace is one of five royal palaces remaining in Seoul. Mainly built at the turn of the 20th century, Deoxygom Palace is the smallest of Seoul's palaces. The name Deoxygom Palace means palace of virtue and longevity in the spirit of praying for long life for Emperor Gojong. According to the Deoxygom Palace Management Office, from January to June 2020, the cumulative number of visitors to Deoxygom Palace was 470,000, which is only one-third of that of last year, due to the temporary close-down in response to the spread of COVID-19. The reopening date of the palace remains unknown. The VR tour of Deoxygom Palace is offered through a series of 360-degree VR videos that take visitors on a guided tour of traditional and modern palace buildings of Deoxygom. Two videos of Seokjajin have been released today, and two more on Deonlun, Yongjin, Hamyongjin, Jukjadong and Sijiadong are scheduled to be released on July 17, 2020. The Deoxygom Palace Management Office will also be disclosing partial sites of the palace, where on-site visitors' entrance had been limited. For instance, users will be able to take a closer look at the ceiling decoration with twin dragons from where the Emperor's throne was located in the Yongjin Hall, and the British antique furniture placed in the Emperor's bedroom in the Seokjajin Hall. The Deoxygom VR contents provide an experience very similar to that of an on-site visit. An actual guide appears in the videos to explain historical meanings, which users can listen to while enjoying a 360-degree view of their surroundings. The VR tour of Deoxygom can be enjoyed free of charge by anyone regardless of their mobile carrier, with or without a device, through SK Telecom's Jump VR app. SK Telecom has been making constant efforts to introduce Korea's cultural heritage to a greater number of people by fully utilizing its 5G-based immersive media technologies. In March this year, the company introduced our Deoxygom, a service which allows users to view 12 palace buildings that span across 61,205 in 3D augmented reality. Due to COVID-19, Deoxygom Palace has remained closed for several months. Through Deoxygom Palace VR contents, we hope everyone will have opportunities to virtually tour Deoxygom Palace and experience the historical spaces where the Emperor had strolled a long time ago, said Bang Yun-ki, director of Deoxygom Palace Management Office. Since the outbreak of COVID-19, the demand for 5G-based immersive media technologies is increasing with the surging non-face-to-face services, said Joan Jinsu, vice president and head of 5GX Service Business Group of SK Telecom. Going forward, SK Telecom will develop innovative media technologies that can further advance virtual experiences for cultural heritage visitors. Watch a short preview of Deoxygom VR Tour here.